Along with the sounds of cicadas and bird songs, there's another familiar sound of summer that is soon to be covered up by the sound of crunching leaves. The familiar melody, reminding of summer cheer and frozen tastiness, is the second or B part of the song Red Wing. And though many consider it a traditional fiddle song, it's not, and it has a fascinating history. Old-time musician and historian Rex Rideout.
Well, I first got to know about it through the fellow that taught me to play fiddle, Lloyd Weddle. It was in everybody's song bag, as it were. Everybody played Red Wing, so I would play it all the same as everybody else.
And while most know the tune as an instrumental, it actually has words. Adapted from a Robert Schumann piece, Red Wing was written in 1907 with music by Carrie Mills and lyrics by Thurlin Chataway. At the turn of the last century, Americans were enthralled by our Western heritage, and Carrie Mills wrote the song as an Indian fable to capitalize on this craze.
It was the noble savage, the last of the Mohicans. It was of that time. Going even earlier, Home on the Range, or the first version of it is Western Home. It was written in 1871, and the one line is, "The red man was pressed from this part of the West, and he's likely to never return." That's in 1871. So there's this, you know, this loss, this wildness that people are regretting, that, you know, it's gone.
According to music historian Bill Edwards, it was at this time that a young Native American woman from the Winnebago Reservation, named Princess Red Wing, rose to the country's consciousness.
There is no direct connection between Red Wing and Princess Red Wing. However, it seems to be more than a coincidence that she came out of the woodwork almost at the same time as the song. So either she named herself after the song or Mills knew something about Princess Red Wing.
And many people were introduced to the song through Woody Guthrie's 1940 parody called The Union Maid.
A married man has a happy life if he's got a union wife. So you can't scare me, I'm singing to the union.
And there are countless other parodies of the song, some not for polite company. But with all its colorful history, most of us think of one thing when we hear that tune wafting in the summer breeze. It's a late summer day at Wanaka Lake Park in Lafayette.
Yeah, my name is Nancy Wong Sikong, and this song I just associate it with ice cream. Like, every time I hear it, that's what I think. I think it makes me want ice cream, too.
Yeah, my name is Musa. I associate this song with New York, because I used to live in New York, and there used to be the ice cream truck. But what was interesting about New York is it would be like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'd be hearing this song. And it would be like 5 in the morning, I'd be hearing the song. So it seemed like the ice cream man was coming out at the weird hours, you know? So that's how I remember it.
Well, I guess we can turn it off now.
Thank you.
And for those of you who might have the song stuck in your head for the rest of the day, how about a different version to come full circle with what Carrie Mills published over a century ago? It's Musa sharing his beatbox version of Red Wing. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.